Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
It's almost like clockwork, isn't it? So we come here, and I just got to ask you today, what are you seeking? Why are you here? Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, in this time of which we come to the tomb, and we see that it is empty, Lord God, help us see that your word, it is given for us to live by each and every day. So we ask you, by your Holy Spirit, Lord, that we may be enabled to not just hear these words, that it may transform lives, Lord, so that when we go away from this place, Lord God, it's just not another Easter morn. In your son's name we pray. Amen. So what are you seeking? And why did you come here? Because Easter, let's face it, Easter is a time to get together with family, isn't it? You're here because someone got you out of bed very early, combed your hair, probably took out your clothes, laid them out, right? Yeah? Okay, just want to make sure, guys, if we really admit it, I mean, our wives already have us color-coded, and so that we don't wear anything that doesn't match what she's wearing, right? And then, do you ever look back into your photos? I mean, I'm talking as if you were my age, I hope, and when you had hair, that you look back, and when you were a teen, and you look back at the picture and say, oh yeah, that's the picture where mom had to do my hair. I would never have worn it that way, right? Nope. I'm the only one. I'm the only one. I see a lot of faces looking at somebody else in the row, so something has to be going on here. And so it's very interesting is that Easter is a time in which we come here. We come with these new and brand new clothes sometimes, and we like to sing out. Also, there's this other little thing that we like to do sometimes, and it goes something like this. Did you see yourself in there where a couple of times you can see that they're all dressed up? I mean, they just didn't cop in those clothes, did they? They didn't comb their hair. They didn't, if you're lucky, they took a bath that morning. But it's interesting is that sometimes, you know, we have a kind of a different attitude. If you see that some of the kids in the video, they're happy to be there. They're singing out. They're just totally joyful. They may not know exactly what it is, but man, this is amazing stuff that this morning we get to sit on a stage, stand up, and sing out. Some of the kids, if you noticed, have their hands in their pockets and say, Mom, once I get off this stage, you and me are going to go 12 rounds. Because I really don't want to be here right now. And so there's different attitudes, different ways to express why we're here in church this morning. And so sometimes as we're little, we have that kind of thing where even as we're growing up, we kind of have that same attitude of, man, okay, I'll give you one Sunday. One Sunday, I'll be in church one Sunday. And we'll kind of go through this motions, but what is today? What is today really? Because y'all Minnesotans, y'all ordered that snow outside, and there's not supposed to be any right now, right? All right, this is supposed to be a beautiful day where the flowers are all blooming and everything like that, and it's supposed to be a day which we celebrate new life, and y'all are blistering cold, and it's tough to be outside and cheerful when it's below zero. If you would get out your bulletin, turn your backside where you see the gospel reading. We're really going to take off in one scripture verse and see where it goes. If you would, read with me Mark chapter 16, verse 1. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. So you ask yourself, if you were with the women, what are you seeking? And so the women there were seeking something. They were going to find a dead guy. All right, they were going to find a dead guy. And it's interesting is, why does Mark record? This is the only place in the four Gospels where all three of these ladies are recorded. So why is it that they are recorded? Why was it important to Mark? And so very interesting is that if you look at the stories of these three women, all three women had different stories. One was possessed by demons, quite literally, until she had an encounter with Jesus Christ. One sought power for her sons. One of them was just asking Jesus, hey, I need some healing. And so we look at each one of these situations. Each one of these women have different stories. They have different stories, but they're going there because each one of these women had been there when he was crucified. Each one of the women had been there when they put him in the tomb. They knew exactly where his body was supposed to be. And so they went to the tomb that morning because they were expecting nothing less than to find things exactly the way they were 3 days before. So when they get to the tomb, they have to go in because I saw where they put that body. I saw where they put it, but it's not there anymore. And instead, there's this guy in white clothes, and he's saying he's not here. He has risen. He is no longer in the tomb. He's out of here, just like he said. So what are you seeking here this morning? What are we really seeking here this morning in Wilmer? Because it's Wilmer, right? It's Wilmer. It's halfway around the world. And we're asking ourselves, if the gospel has gone all the way to Wilmer, what are we really seeking this morning that's so different from each and every day? It's even different than 365 days. What's different about this year than last? Well, I can tell you this. Today, as opposed to yesterday, we're one day closer to when Jesus will return again. If we really wrap our heads around things and all the different things that happen in the world that kind of bring us back to, hey, Jesus is coming back. He has promised us. He has promised us that he will return. And that is something that's going to be truly amazing. And yet we say, well, he hasn't come back yet, but he will. But he will. Just like he told the disciples, I will die and rise again. That was a promise to them. He has told us, I'm coming back for you guys soon. And so this day we say, well, Lord, why? Why not today? Can anyone tell me that he isn't coming back today? Can anyone tell me that God is going to come when you've had 12 hours to fix meals and you're ready to put that meal on your table and Jesus Christ, you hear that sound in the trumpet and you look up and all of a sudden he's there and you're saying, can we not finish lunch yet? Could you hold off for a second? Jesus Christ is coming any second now. And each second that I speak, each second that we sing, each second that we go on down the road is a second closer to when he will return. And things are ripe in the world for his return. So why not today? Why not now? Because the Lord he is slow in his anger, his wrath. He's slow in kind of like a parent. When you want that kid to come to your senses, why do you keep doing that? Couldn't a child say, Mom, Dad, that's a good question for you too. Why do you keep making the same mistakes? And that is what the Lord wants us to see, is that the Lord is patient, that just one more person that he knows will come to him for forgiveness of their sins. One more person, and he knows the time and hour that will happen. He's just waiting for that time. He's patient in that. He's patient. So this morning, we've had, even in the city, we've had a number of funerals. Can I ask this? How many more breaths do you have? How many more breaths do you have? Because that last one you took was a gift. Do you remember the last sunset you had? And probably not in Minnesota, because right now you got all like the clouds and everything that's gray. And do you remember the sunsets? How many more sunsets do you... Will tonight's sunset be your last? Because if it is, man, that's an amazing thing that I hope you look forward to. Because the next sunrise that you will see is going to be the most amazing rising of the sun that you will ever see. Because when you're in heaven, the sun never sets. The sun is always sitting on his throne, and that's an amazing thing to behold, to stand there and to be on your face before him, because he is the most amazing, most powerful thing ever in the world, in the entire universe. There's nothing like our God. And so this morning, he is reaching out. In this is like, before I call you to your home, to your eternal rest, this morning we ask that question, what are you seeking? What are you seeking? Just like the women, I encourage you, if you don't know, that tomb is literally empty today. And it's empty for a reason. Is it because when we place ourselves in our tombs and we place ourselves in the ground, there is a sure and certain hope that we will rise again because of faith. And because the Lord is beckoning us today, if we don't ask the questions. Take the journey to the tomb to see for yourself that the stone has been rolled away. And to see that the Lord God Almighty has chosen this day to reveal himself to you. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, what a beautiful day. I'm not talking about the weather. I'm not talking about anything else beyond these walls, Lord. I'm talking about a day that you have granted to us. Lord God, you have granted us a gift in this day to be together. You have granted us the freedom to be in this place. So Lord God, we thank you for all the things that you have blessed us with, even though we don't totally understand. We also understand that your Holy Spirit is not done with us. As a congregation, you're not done with us. So be with us, Lord, as we set out from here. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.